This is Dusty Rhodes reporting for the Education Desk. For 25 years, Teach for America has been sending some of the best and brightest college graduates to inner city schools to teach. But a new book, co-edited by University of Illinois doctoral student Jamison Brewer, pulls back the curtain on the program, sharing counter-narratives from about 20 Teach for America alums. When I sat down with Brewer last week, he was battling some allergies. You'll hear that in his voice. I should also mention he refers to Teach for America by the shorthand TFA.
A lot of people ask me, you know, did you do TFA? And my answer is always no and yes, because I'm a traditionally certified teacher. I went to undergrad with the intention of becoming a teacher. I took all the coursework and methods and pedagogy, graduated, then the recession happened, and spent 2 years looking for a job. Somebody finally said, hey, you should apply to Teach for America. And so I went through TFA, but it was literally just to find a position teaching. I'm not the typical TFA core member.
And when you say core, do you mean C-O-R-P-S, right? Because Teach for America is kind of like the Peace Corps for teachers.
Yeah, that's right. So it's a core, like the Peace Corps or the Marine Corps, it's spelled the same way.
So the five-week institute was kind of your boot camp.
Yeah, that's a great way to look at it. And within those 5 weeks of training, their core members only got 18 hours of actual student teaching. And having just 2 years prior finished my full semester student teaching, I found it not only laughable, but a bit offensive that these people were entering into the classroom and they'd had 18 hours compared to an actual student teaching experience. But then everything that they do as far as approaching teaching is what they call backwards planning. So it's literally, here's the test. Each of you take 5 questions and come up with a lesson on each of those questions and then work backwards from there. There's no better example of teaching to the test than how TFA approaches teaching. It's literally teaching to the test.
Describe your fellow inductees.
They were very excited, very impressionable, and that's mostly because they had never thought really about educational issues, certainly not policy issues, and definitely not methods or approach to teaching. And so they were sponges. They were just taking in everything that the TFA staff said, because it was presented as, you know, hey, we've studied good teaching and for 20 years. We know what makes good teachers and what doesn't make good teachers. We've got a proven method for what it takes to teach. If you follow this, 100% of your students will achieve 100% of the time. And it's interesting to see because the core members believe that. They buy into that. And then when they get into the classroom and that doesn't happen, they blame themselves and they're told to blame themselves.
And what kind of set off your spidey senses or alarm bells?
It was their academic impact model. Effectively, it's a pyramid that puts at the bottom of everything teacher skills, mindsets, and beliefs. And they say that the teacher skills, mindsets, and beliefs inform teacher actions, which inform student actions, which inform student outcomes. My first year, I saw a core member advisor effectively cussing out a core member because that core member could not get a student to bring a pencil to class. I went to the teacher of record that was there in the school and asked about the student. The student's family was homeless, right? So I raised the question, maybe that's why the student didn't bring a pencil. Maybe it's not that the teacher, in this case, the core member, wasn't a good enough teacher, that they didn't invest their student enough in their own learning. It set up what I saw as unrealistic expectations for not only the teacher, but the students. And it totally ignores all of the systemic issues that actually impact learning.
What kind of classroom management did they teach you?
Well, they taught me none. I spent most of my time, I guess, analyzing their use of Lee Cantor's assertive discipline. The idea is to control the bodies, control movement, literally keeping them in the seat. The students' eyes, if they're not actively working on something on their desk, that they're looking at the teacher the entire time. I mean, it's a symbolic gesture that puts the teacher always in control. It doesn't invite students into a real meaningful relationship with the teacher, but it certainly doesn't facilitate any type of collaboration from student to student. Lee Cantor will send what the program calls real-time coaches. And so if they identify a core member who's struggling with their behavior management, the real-time coach sits in the back of the room with a walkie-talkie. The struggling core member stands at the front of the room with the other walkie-talkie and a wired earpiece. So it's Johnny just took out some gum and put it in his mouth. That's not in the rules. You need to give him a consequence. And it was so bad, I saw my second year when I was on staff, a struggling core member, the real-time coach had the core member literally have all the students stand up, file out very militaristically into the hallway, and they marched around the hall just to try to get the core member to be in control of the students, to obviously reinforce the students that the teacher's in control. But there were issues with how the students responded, and so they did it a dozen times with the real-time coach just ridiculing the teacher in front of the students, trying to get them to do it the way that they thought it ought to be done.
Wait, you saw that?
I saw that, and the students saw that. The teacher of record who was there saw that. These were high school.
So did you use that classroom management style?
No. I used really a collection of things that I'd learned as an undergrad student. I mean, TFA constantly brought funders. They brought state senators, state representatives. The Secretary of Education of Georgia at the time was John Barge, into my classroom to showcase good TFA teaching, never telling them that I was a traditionally certified teacher. And so while I never followed TFA system, I was frequently pawned off as an example of good TFA teaching.
There's a whole section devoted to diversity. Like a third of your book is devoted to diversity. So a couple of terms that caught my attention were colonizing, savior mentality, and elitism.
Missionary zeal, savior mentality, colonizing. I mean, they're all very different words in past, but I think in TFA you can find a lot of use for those phrases in what they do. Historically speaking, TFA has been a white organization, and historically speaking, they place their white core members in non-white, usually black or brown schools. The idea is it's very deficit in the sense that the students themselves, their communities, that they failed, that they don't have anything of worth, and what has to happen are for these white affluent, well-to-do core members to come in and save them. So, I mean, it sounds a lot like the early explorers, you know, going across the globe for God's guns and glory, hoping to spread their religion and saving people. Or in this country, the United States, our approach to Native American education was to kill the Indian, save the man, right? That's a very colonizing disposition to have. If the attitude is, let's go in with this very narrow way of teaching, very narrow way of controlling students, it's killing their souls with the well-intentioned belief that you're actually saving the person, right? And that's, I think, for me, that's what makes Teach for America so interesting, dangerous, and scary at the same time, is that they are some of the nicest and most well-intentioned people that I've ever met. But in my estimation, people who are knowingly doing something wrong might be able to be reasoned with. People who are doing something wrong but genuinely believe that they're doing the right thing, they're almost impossible to reason with, and they're more dangerous that way.
Brewer's book is titled Teach for America Counter Narratives and will soon be available through Amazon. Reporting for the Education Desk, I'm Dusty Rhodes.